This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. Denver is suing big tobacco companies over cigarette waste. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
According to the CDC, cigarette butts are the largest single type of litter with filters that don't break down over time. Mayor Mike Johnston says cigarettes make up a quarter of the city's litter. On Friday, Denver sued several tobacco companies like Philip Morris USA and R.J. Reynolds for the cleanup costs. Johnston says he sees it as part of keeping the city affordable.
Less money we have to spend on trash cleanup that comes from taxpayers, the more we can spend on other resources and priorities. And so this is for us just being good stewards of public money.
The tobacco companies have not yet responded to a request for comment. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
In Grand Junction, schools opened their doors to students yesterday, but the usual back-to-school rituals were overshadowed by the loss of five teen boys in a car crash over the weekend. Mesa County School District 51 says three of the boys were students at Grand Junction High School, while the other two had ties to the district. The district has mobilized its crisis response team to support those who need it. The boys, all 17 years old, were killed Saturday night when their car left a road in the Orchard Mesa neighborhood and fell off a steep cliff. Police are looking into whether speed was a factor in the crash. There could soon be some new trails for hiking and other recreation east of Colorado Springs. That's after a new conservation easement was approved on more than 1,000 acres of open space. The city purchased Wild Horse Ranch for $7.5 million a few years ago with funding from Great Outdoors Colorado. The work will also protect short grass prairie, wetlands, and wildlife. This is CPR News. You can find more news online and in the Colorado Public Radio app. Along the Central Front Range today, high temperatures will be in the low 90s, and there's a good chance for afternoon showers across most of the state.